Blog Talk Radio.
Ese que trae muchas ganas de darme pa' abajo, que me di la cara. Yo como quiera lo atiendo, como quiera le entro y no traigo más nada. Yo solito le hago frente y atoro a la gente que manda al contrario. Se me está haciendo costumbre matar dos o tres de los que matan diario. Este día no lo recibo porque a domicilio te haré una consulta. No quiero tantos pacientes porque mucha gente se muere sin culpa. Bien dicen que en el negocio siempre son los socios que te traicionan. Cuando sale muy buen queso que vale alto precio y la banca es talona. Pero soy toro encartado y se van a tragar lo que me salga ahora.
Sé que en las Torres Gemelas se murió mi abuela, que eran importantes. True Talk Radio, episode 129, brought to you by your boy Nacho tonight. Quick smash and dash, a little solo dolo action, man, going to try to get it in. Got to give it to the sport of boxing, man. It's a big weekend in the sport. You got Superfly 3 going down from the Fabulous Forum in Inglewood, one of my favorite places to watch a fight. And then you got Garcia versus Porter, WBC matchup going down. Welterweight WBC title fight going down in Brooklyn. It's going to be televised on Showtime. Then you got Amir Khan taking on Samuel Vargas on The Zone out from England. And more than anything, man, this is more of a setup, man. For one, those fights deserve a little attention, somewhat, some shine. And just to set it up for next week, man, we're gearing up. We're ready for the big one, the mega fight. Canelo versus Triple G, the rematch going down at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. Man, I'm ready to go out there and represent and do what we do. And it's just what it is, man. That's what it's about. Just coming back from the last episode, 128, when we were joined by Coach Benavidez, not Jose Benavidez. All funny, man. I was listening to it. I really thought that was Jose. And unfortunately, that happened. But, hey, man, big news for him today, too. He got that matchup. You know, the one he was talking about, his dad, Coach, was talking about. They got the Terrence Crawford fight, man. This is bad blood. It is legit. It's no buildup. You know, it's a fight Benavidez camp have wanted for a long time. And they got their wish. October 13th, he gets his crack at the WBO title, and he gets his crack at Terrence Crawford. And I'm pretty sure Omaha's going to be cracking. I'm pretty sure Phoenix and Omaha are going, and Team Benavidez are going to be deep in Omaha. That's a fight that I wouldn't mind going to. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to make it, but it is what it is, man. There's a lot of stuff going on in the sport of boxing. I'm going to dive right into it, man. The big one, man, the fight that we missed out on, we didn't cover the following that happened that weekend was the Ray Beltran versus Jose Pedraza, the sniper. It was a WBO lightweight title fight. Ray Beltran's opponent, you know, dropped out, and Jose Pedraza, man, comes up big and got the big win. He gets the title, and then you had Isaac Dogbo who got the win. He captures the WBO title, locked and loaded. Ruben Villa, he got the win against Saul Sanchez, and That went down in Ontario. Man, that was the big thing. I think Isaac Dogbo, to be honest, I'm just freestyling right here, so I'm not even sure if we covered that. If we did, that's my bad. But just to recap, because I know the last show, I believe, was late August, and here we are already in September. Hasn't been that long ago. It was about a week or two. But, shit, with everything that happens in the sport of boxing, man, it seems like time flies by, man. Big one to me, again, Isaac Dogbo, man. The kid made a huge, huge statement. He knocked out Otaki, dropped him, hurt him, stopped him. You know, defends his title for the first time in dramatic fashion. The kid is legit. Phoenix fighter on the undercard, Panchito de Vaca, he looked really good as well. And again, Pedraza looked good. Unfortunately, Ray Beltran looked his age and shit. You know, he lost out on a big payday against Lomachenko. In hindsight, man, Pedraza was just the better fighter and, you know, probably the better matchup for Lomachenko. Gives him a little bit more trouble per se than, say, Ray Beltran. Ray Beltran, nonetheless, man, is always going to be a warrior, going to go down in his own right, his own legacy as his own man. Man, was always good. I remember having him on the show after he lost to Burns. And, you know, he stuck with it, man. He stuck with it and ended up accomplishing his dream and capturing a world title. Unfortunately, his first defense comes up short. But that's sport of boxing, man. He got dropped late, and that's what happens, man. And doesn't make him any less of a man. It's just what it is, man. And as I was saying, also from that weekend, Locked and Loaded from actually it was in Corona. I stand corrected. It was at the Omega facility. Ruben Diaz remains undefeated. Got the big win. Saúl Sánchez, the beast on the undercard, looked good. You know, those are two prospects from that card. That promotional company per se, Thompson Boxing. You know, they're staying active, they're staying busy, they're doing their thing. Man, those are two names to look forward to. Speaking of names to look forward to, you got Michael Dutch over that was announced that he's going to be returning in the headline, June 21st in Ontario. Going back to Ontario, back to the Double Tree, he's going to be headlining against Luis Alberto Lopez. Luis Alberto Lopez, that's going to be going down. One thing that we did miss was the open public workout, media workout per se, at the Bank of America, California, at the LAFC, where the MLS football team, as I told you last time, man, definitely becoming one of my favorite teams, you know, in MLS. I'm not a huge soccer fan, but I'm becoming one slowly but surely. I love my Mexico. I love my local teams, my Vaqueros, my FC Dallas, but LAFC, man, that fan base is legitimate. It's legit. I love their colors. I love what they do. They brought out J-Rock. They bring out all the people. They're so LA. I love it. LA Galaxy, I'm sorry, man, but y'all took the L on that one, man. And they were smart enough to bring in Canelo and Golovkin. It was open to the public. I mean, there wasn't as many as people as I anticipated that there would have been, but it was still a good turnout. You know, anytime you can get people out there to promote, to show out, to get autographs, you know, it was a good thing. Oscar De La Hoya was mingling with the fans. That's always good, man. When you got a promoter like Oscar, who's got a big name, I'm sure he made a few fans that day or made a few fans days, you know, just being out there, you know, shaking hands and taking pictures. You know, that was a good look, man. And I'm sure those fans that waited in line just to get a glimpse of those guys, some of those people, that's as close as they're going to get, you know. For sure they're not going to go to that fight, you know, especially the way the tickets are. Speaking of tickets, man, they're selling. They're not selling like they were the first time. I mean, they are a little bit pricey. I do expect to sell out, you know, but we're going to be talking a lot about Canelo Triple G next week, man. This show is going to be the quickest show in True Talk Radio's history, probably. Not just because I'm by myself, because it's just a quick one, man. It's a freestyle slash smash and dash, man. It's just to get it in and get it out, man. It's more, again, like I said from the top, it's more about Garcia versus Porter. It's more about Superfly 3. And just to bring attention to that so we can cover it next week, and then we can talk about Canelo versus Triple G, you know, the rematch. You know, I'm excited. I'm going to be out there, and that's what it is. I think the big news that happened, before I dive right into it and we wrap it up, man, because it's going to be quick like that, was Terrence Crawford, man. He renewed his he signed the contract, a multi-year, multi-million dollar agreement with Top Rank. And if nothing else, man, that solidifies his place with Top Rank, seeing that he's already 30 years old, already pound for pound champion, already a superstar. That gives them leverage in the sense to say, hey, man, we got a big block. We got a big chip in this welterweight division. You know, we got a big, big piece of the puzzle. You know, I think a lot of 147 goes through him, or eventually is going to be meeting up with him, you know, because the big one is Errol Spence, you know, versus Crawford. That's what everybody's going to be talking about. Top Rank has that, you know. They didn't let him go. You know, I don't think he would have gone anywhere else. There's nowhere else to go. But just for them to sign it and a multi-year deal, I mean, can pretty much retire, you know, by the time this agreement is done. But it gives Top Rank some leverage as well with the ESPN. You know, now they got Lomachenko. They got Terrence Crawford, two of the best fighters in the world, pound for pound. That's a great look. That's a big move for them. So congrats to them. And congrats to Terrence Crawford, man, being loyal and staying true to what he is. You know, I think on his post on Instagram, he said, first of all, I'd like to thank God for blessing me with this blessing. Thanks to Top Rank and my team for making this possible. I'm just a kid from North Omaha with big hopes and dreams that came true. Now, with that being said, let's go to work. I'm looking forward to fighting all the big names in the welterweight division. God First, Family, Team Crawford, Top Rank Boxing, ESPN. Bet you know right there, man. You could take a lot from that little statement right there, man. First of all, I could thank God for blessing me with this blessing. Just a kid from North Omaha with big hopes and big dreams that came true. Now, with that being said, let's go to work. I can respect that, and I can feel that, man, because I'm just a Mexicano from North Fort Worth, Texas, man, that's trying to accomplish his dreams and his dream, you know, with big hopes and big dreams. You know, some of them come true, but I got a lot of work to do, man. I'm nowhere near Terrence Crawford level, man, but at the end of the day, I salute him because I'm covering the sport that he's in, and it's the sport that we're in together. And at the end of the day, bro, it's all rolling together, man. It's all a piece of the pie. It's all a piece of the puzzle, and I salute him. And I look forward to him, you know, fighting, you know, Jose Benavidez. It's a grudge match. It's bad blood there. And October 13th, Omaha is going to be cracking, and it's going to be on ESPN. And those are the type of fights that gave ESPN and Top Rank that contract or that deal that they have, because, you know, Top Rank has been putting on some shows. They've been having some hell of a shows on the network, and they've been providing good TV fights. So why not? Why not transition and make that happen? And, you know, why not just go ahead and make it official? We got the money for it. Let's just go ahead and lace Terrence Crawford. Let's make him happy. And, you know, can't nobody say Top Rank don't pay Terrence Crawford well. You know, he got a multi-million-dollar deal, and the kid, the man is ready to, he's ready to shine, and he's ready to go at it. And in his exact words concerning the Jose Benavidez fight, this fight is personal. So y'all know what that means, smash time, and he's ready to go. There is bad blood. I don't know if y'all seen that video from Corpus Christi a while back when Terrence Crawford said, hey, you need to focus on your fight before you not make your fight, and the whole meet me outside, you know. And, you know, that shit was real, and we're going to see what happens, and it goes down October 13th. Another big news was PBC. A lot of people were ready to stick a fork in them. Oh, by, you know, another a few years, they're going to be dead. They're this and that. No, they still got a lot of fighters. They still got Airspins. They got the Charlos. They got Wilder. They got a lot of guys. And with that, they were rewarded with an extension and a new deal with Fox and a new deal with Showtime. And there's nothing else, man. HBO has been on the bubble for a little while. You know, thankfully, HBO's got a few fights coming up back-to-back this year, these next few weekends. But, I mean, PBC is definitely sitting well, you know, kind of in the driver's seat in their own lane as far as they got a lot of fighters on their side, and they still got these TV dates. I remember, if you recall, for a long time, they were snatching up all these TVs, right? All PBC on Bounce, PBC on FS1, PBC on Fox, PBC on everything. You know, they were snatching them up. Slowly but surely, some of these shows have watered down a little bit. You still get it on Bounce, but not as much. Fox Sports 1, not as much. There was times where we're getting fights on Tuesdays, Sundays, Fridays. We're getting them every freaking day, it seemed like. And some of these cards, these small cards from Pennsylvania and Florida, were going by the wayside. I think now they kind of got a little track as far as they got to focus, you know, and hone in on those skills, tighten up ship a little bit. I think they still got to do a better job of matching fighters and fights at the right venues. You don't need to be having no, you know, Errol Spence versus Mikey Garcia in Kansas City. You know, you need to do that shit in Brooklyn. You need to do shit in L.A. You need shit in Dallas, that type of stuff, you know. But that's their business, and that's another point, you know. Point is that they got a big deal, and good luck to them, and we'll see how this is going to ride out, man. We're still going to be covering it, and I look forward to a lot more fights. You know, there's going to be big fights to be made, and it is what it is. We talked about it on the last show. I think that was the initial weekend of the contender, and since, you know, I've only been able to catch a couple of the shows, and it's been pretty good. Unfortunately, the hype, the promotion hasn't been much. I do see it on Twitter. I do see it on Instagram, on Facebook. I don't see it too much. But that's where we come in as media, as fans. You know, we got to put that plug out. I think it does make it a little bit harder that Epic's not readily available to a lot of different people, but it's still out there. You could still get, you know, people to hone in on it. I think it's going to be one of those shows that can transition to like a Netflix, a YouTube, or something where people can watch it later. Unfortunately, live now as it's going down, we're not getting that reception like we did when it was on NBC. Obviously, it's a huge difference. Epics TV, NBC. Epics TV, NBC. That's comparing a goddamn Ford Fusion with a damn Ferrari, you know, because NBC is a monster. Matter of fact, speaking of NBC, right now, they're hosting, you know, the inauguration for the 2018 football season. You got the Philadelphia Eagles, the world champions, going up against the Atlanta Falcons. You know, that's how big NBC is. And that's the difference. You know, there's probably millions of people across America right now watching football right now. And here I am doing True Talk Radio. And again, I had to do it. I had to do it for the sport. I had to do it for this week in fights. I had a crazy ass week. I wasn't even going to do it. The homie Montano kind of threw it at me. Said, didn't plan on it. I had the craziest day today, man. But fuck it. You know what? Let's do a quick one. Quick smash and dash. Quick little 1-2. A little right hook. You know, a little fucking right hand or something. And let's keep it moving, man. Bob the head and keep popping. It don't stop. So with that said, man, tune into the contenders. Congrats to John Thompson, who got the huge win in the inauguration. It's looking good. There's a lot of big names out there. We talked about it. If you go back, you listen to episode 128, you can listen to me get a fucking full rundown on all the fighters. Right now, I don't have the time because I'm rocking this shit solo dolo, and I'm trying to keep this shit going. Also, you go on Instagram, on True Boxing Heads Instagram. We got a post with all the fighters and stuff, and it is what it is, man. True Talk Radio, episode 129, solo dolo, quick smash and dash. Shout-out to my boy Montano. Shout-out to Joe Rome. Shout-out Beltran. Shout-out to Valentin. Shout-out to everybody. Shout-out Lou. Shout-out Art. Shout-out to everybody supporting, man. It don't stop, and with that said, it looks like the second half's about to start. Congrats to the Eagles, man. No hate on them, man. They got their Super Bowl. Cowboys got to step their game up. They got to get it done. The homie Joel Diaz, man, y'all remember him. Joel Diaz fought Regis Prograis, came on short. Hasn't fought since then, man. He's going to be making his return October 6th against the veteran Miguel Huerta out there in Cache Creek out there in California. That's a big one, man. Congrats to him. One thing I did want to say is all his stuff, man, with this Nike shit, Burn your Nikes, Kaepernick stuff, man. I want y'all to go to the Instagram and check out this post that we posted. It's Mike Tyson, man. So you see the memes posting all over. The one we posted on Instagram, it's Mike Tyson. You're trying to make, they're knocking on the whole, you know, Kaepernick, believe in something, even if it sacrificed everything. What it said, believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything, just do. Super funny, man. Shit, I just randomly thought about that, man. So make sure you follow True Boxing Heads on Instagram. We're keeping it moving and keeping it popping. Before I dive into this weekend's fights, Superfly 3, Khan versus Vargas, and the Garcia versus Porter, I do just want to recap about Golden Boy's card, which was the big fight from this weekend. It was a fairly relatively quiet weekend in boxing. You had the Cloud TV. You had the Mikunu versus Usutuson Thomas, the African Boxing Union cruiserweight title that went down. That was on Cloud TV. It was but there wasn't much fights, man. It was that dead. But the big ones were, Fight Night Golden Boy on Facebook. People were hitting us up. People were hitting up True Boxing Heads. People were hitting me up personally, like, yo, what are fights? I'm like, yo, they're on Facebook. They're like, what TV? What channel? They're on Facebook, bro. Tune on to Facebook. This time the stream was a whole lot better. In a nutshell, the guy who stole the show, in my opinion, was Nico Macias, the Rooster. Guy is a fucking worker. He was brought in as the B-side, and he went in, and he did work, man. He did his thing, and he put it on, man. He put it on young Marvin Cabrera, who was coming in undefeated. He was the Golden Boy fighter. Nico Ramirez, I'm not going to say limited, but not the most athletic, or, you know, doesn't have possess the most boxing skills in the world, but a couple things that he has is a work rate, an engine that won't quit, and heart. Man, that guy kept his head in Cabrera's chest all night long. He set crazy records. I think he set a record for the most punches thrown in a round, and he fucking unloaded. You know, I mean, the fight was stopped early. You know, he got the TKO win. In a short fight, he threw 1,119 punches, landed 355 punches by Marvin Cabrera. The kid made a name for himself. I've seen a lot of interaction on Twitter from, you know, JoJo Diaz to a lot of different people. Either Mario Lopez, you know, I talked a little shit about him on the last show. You know, even he said, hey, yo, he's my new favorite fighter. I mean, I don't know if he's going to be my favorite fighter, but he's definitely a fighter to watch. I reached out to Golden Boy about him. Said, hey, is he with you guys? He's like, nah, he's not. But after the show, you know, we're looking into it and we're possibly going to sign him. Because, I mean, he was that dramatic. Even Oscar De La Hoya, Robert Diaz, everybody was excited with what he did. And, ooh, he just dropped the pick. The Falcons, oof, Alford, number 23, the pick. Hit a round in the chest and dropped it. But, yeah, Nico was that impressive. He set the record for 154 pounds for throwing punches in a round. And congratulations to him, man. And I actually look forward to him, man. I look forward to seeing more of him. Got the big win, man. So, shout out to the Rooster, who also has that. A cool little start. You know, it reminds me of that Jermaine Taylor, how he would do his leg, like a laser back thing, but he's doing it like a rooster, and then he cocks his arm up like a rooster, and he does the coo-coo-coo. That was pretty dope, man. So shout out to the Rooster. Unfortunately, Marvin Cabrera, who was trained by Ponce de Leon, came up short, but hey, man, he lives to fight another day. He just wasn't his night, man. He looked like he was off, and he got it beat out of him. Speaking of getting kind of beat out of him, he got the win, man, but he didn't look spectacular. He did not look spectacular, unfortunately. It happens. You know, sport of boxing, sometimes you got to get the win, and you get the win today to survive, and you look good, you know what, get the win today, and, you know, and look good another day. And that's pretty much what happened with Ryan Garcia, who had all his fans. You know, it was a step up, per se, when he fought the solution on Carlos Morales. He did it, you know, early on, but he did get touched late. You know, and he was in trouble. I don't know if he was really in trouble, if he was just hurt, I mean, off balance, or if he was really hurt, but on TV or on Facebook, it didn't look good. And, you know, when you got people hating on you, they're going to jump on each and every little thing. So he never got back on the jab after he got hurt. You know, not that he fucking is a jabbing fool, right? He's not no Andre Ward, but, I mean, he just, it's almost like he abandoned it, man. He abandoned it 100%, and He kind of reminded me of Oscar De La Hoya versus Trinidad, minus the fact that De La Hoya wasn't hurt. And I don't know if she was hurt, but after getting touched by that jab, he kind of got caught off balance. And the whole momentum of the fight changed to the point where people were clowning him, saying, you know, he's definitely not ready for Kang, this and that. He's only 20 years old. You know, we've talked about it before. He's got a long way to go, but that is the bad thing. Sometimes when you hype fighters to that level, to that extent, you know, it's going to come with a lot of baggage. And with that baggage, it's going to be hate. You know, obviously he's adored by the girls and a lot of youngsters and a lot of casuals. Me personally, I don't care. I'm cool with it. You know, it's cool for a sport. I've had a conversation with someone in particular saying, she's bad for the sport. Casuals are going to leave. Who gives a shit? As long as they're here and they buy tickets, who are you to care if they only watch Ryan Garcia fight or if they become true boxing heads? Really, I mean, that's on you as a fan, too. If you interact with them, you got to try to touch bases with them to try to get them to comprehend. But everybody's different, you know what I mean? You've heard me say it on this show before, man. Marquez versus Vasquez was the fight that I've always was a boxing fan, but that was the fight that I literally watched, and it changed my mind about the sport to the point where I'm like, I'm in. I'm all in. Like, this is me. And I've been rocking with it ever since, and that's just what it is. With that said, Ryan Garcia, if he gets into that type of fight with someone where he gets dropped and comes back and wins in dramatic fashion, that might be what it takes for some of those people. And it's going to take something like that to get a lot of these haters off his back. Because right now they're all like, all right, you're cherry picking, you're a bum. But they forget the kid was 20. I think they almost don't forget that he did have a deep amateur background. I'm not sure, man. We'll see what's going to happen. I know a couple of the homies were saying he's a trainer. He's a different away from his family. I mean, at the end of the day, man, he's the only one that can answer that, and only he knows. You know, Puffy said only God can judge me. Shit, only Ronald Garcia really knows, man. And I wish him the best. And I'm not sure what's gonna happen, but it is what it is, man. Good luck to him, man. I'm gonna be tuning in. You know, I clown with some of my homies too, saying, "Oh, he's got a million followers. Well, he's cute and he's fast." And I be bullshitting. You know, and I just do that shit to kind of poke at them. Like, yo, relax, homie, he's 20 years old. Let him do his thing. And I always say this, and I say it to them, and I'll say it to y'all right now. At the end of the day, if he is what y'all say, he's a fake, he's a fraud, he's a hype job, he's going to get exposed in the ring. You can lie your way through life sometimes. I've met motherfuckers like that who lie about everything unnecessarily. I don't know why they do it, but they do. You could do that to a certain point, but at a certain point, people are going to be like, man, dude's full of shit, man. Fuck this guy. Same thing in boxing. You can try to front all day, and if he is that bad of a fighter, guess what's going to happen? He's going to get touched with those small-ass 8-ounce gloves. But until then, man, I wish him well, and I'm rocking with him. You know, I'm supporting him. I'm supporting boxing. Who am I to throw shade on anyone? Who am I to hate on a particular fighter because I don't like him, because he's too cocky, because he dances? Who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? We all used to do different things when we were younger. Let the young man do him, and we're going to keep it moving, man. It's what it is, man. True Talk Radio, episode 129. Solo Dono, Prince Smash and Mash. Freestyle show. You know how it goes. With that said, man, I'm going to go ahead and gear it up. You know what it is? I'm looking forward to the Superfly 3. It's a triple header on HBO. You got Ioka versus McWilliams Arroyo. Ioka is ready, man. He's making his debut in U.S., and I'm excited to see this guy, man. There was a lot of hype about him. Unfortunately, he's not fighting for a title yet, but he's going to get his opportunity, and this is the type of card that I believe deservedly gives him the proper shine. You know, I'm not sure if the forum is going to be filled out this particular Superfly, this event, you know, just because of the hype hasn't been much, but it's the type of card where it's set up properly. I think it may have been better like at a StubHub or whatever, but I'm sure they're going to scale down the forum and everybody's going to get a great seat. So even if you put about a nosebleed seat, guess what? For TV, they're going to bring down. And I hope you get to enjoy it, and I hope this card delivers, you know, because these are the type of fights that people sleep on that sometimes change your life, a la Marquez versus Vasquez, those light guys, those little guys. So we'll see, man. McWilliams Arroyo, man, he made a big statement. Arroyo brothers are on the scene, Puerto Rico representing, but he's got his hands full against Ioka, man. We'll see what's going to happen. I'm interested in the fight. I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be celebrating Little Luna's one-year birthday party. I had a little gangster party out here, and we're going to be watching boxing and hanging out with my fam, man, Cuba True, and we're definitely going to be locked into to HBO Superfly 3. It's a triple header, but only one championship fight, and it's an all-Filipino showdown. You got Donnie Nietes versus Aston Pasiti. They're both Filipinos. They're going up for the vacant WBO junior bantamweight title fight. That's a fight that's very interesting, man, because both of these guys have been calling for this fight. I know Aston is with Roy Jones Jr. and them, and I know a lot of those guys, Veltri and all those guys, have been calling for the fight. Well, guess what, bro? You guys wanted it. Boom, boom. Now you got it. And you're going against Donnie Nietes, who's got a big following in the Philippines. She's got a big following for diehards. The guy's making statements. He's doing his thing. And he's going to be fighting for a vacant title, WBO, and we'll see it go down. That's the co-main event. I'm excited about the fight. I'm excited about this card. And the main event, man, Juan Francisco Gallo Estrada, man. He's going to be going up against Felipe Orchuta. It's a WBC eliminator, title eliminator. And we'll see what happens, man. Winner of this fight could be getting if it's Estrada, I could very well he's going to be getting that rematch with Sor Rungasai. I wish my boy Montano was here. He knows how to say it. And that's the fight everybody's wanting, man. They want the rematch. The champion took the fight. We talked about it on the last few shows. He wanted to go enjoy his life a little bit in Thailand. He fought a non-title fight. He defended his title now. And, you know, he's trying to make a little paycheck and do his thing deservingly so. But because that big money fight with Gaia was right there. And I'm pretty sure they're going to talk about it on HBO. So when you tune in, yeah, the rematch with the champ. Because guess what? It's a title eliminator for the WBC. Gaio Estrada, who was on the Homie Show, the Boxing Rundown. Shout out to the Homie Style, who had Tom Loeffler and Gaio Estrada on. That's a good look for them, man. Shout out to them. So that was dope, man. So we'll see, man. Superfly 3, I'm excited about it. I'm excited to see Gaio Estrada. I don't know much about Felipe Urcuta, but, you know, he's in there. WBC does a very good job of allowing fighters that are at least ranked within their top 10 to get to this level. It's not some guy that's ranked on the 30. So he did what he had to do to earn this shot. And just like any other fighter, man, you get to this level and the most of it. You know, you make the most of it and you shine or you fail, man. And that's what it is, and he'll have his opportunity. But, again, that's who I'm looking forward to see, Gaio Estrada and Kazuta Uka, man. Uka, when he takes on McWilliams Arroyo, that's the card that I'm looking forward to, man. I'm looking forward to that. Amir Khan versus Samuel Vargas. That's going down from Birmingham, England. Is going down. You can watch it on DAZN. DAZN, obviously, we've talked about that. They're having, you know, it's starting now. You know, you got, it's going to start with this card. It's going to be on their Facebook and Twitter. And then you're going to be able to watch the Joshua fight. Not the, yeah, Anthony Joshua fight. And then you got the Jesse Vargas, Thomas DeLorme happening October 6th in Chicago. But Amir Khan, man, he makes his return against Samuel Vargas this Saturday, Birmingham, England, DAZN Boxing. We'll see how it goes, man. I'm excited about that. We'll see what happens with Amir Khan. I know Vargas, you know, you guys have seen Vargas. You know, he fought against a lot of different guys, came up short, fought against Danny Garcia. But he's going to do what he's going to do, and, you know, he gets his opportunity. You know, he feels that that Amir Khan is a little chinny, and, he, you know, he feels that he sizes up well against him, and talk is cheap, you know. He's still going to have to get in there and do the ring. Amir Khan obviously possesses more of the skill set, the bigger names, but he's still going to go in there and have to fight, and we'll see what goes down, man. It all goes down this Saturday, and like I said, it's going to be the quickest show in True Talk Radio's history, because I'm going to wrap it up with this big one, man. Danny Garcia versus Sean Porter. It's a big fight. One thing I posted on our Instagram, posted on Facebook, Twitter, man, and it's the True Talk, man. I remember being at the WBC convention a few years back, and Sean Showtime Porter, man, told me literally, like, man, I really want the WBC belt. If there was any belt I wanted to win, I want to win the WBC belt. It's because of the history that comes with it. I want to be amongst those legends. I want to win it bad. You know, that's the belt I really want. And today when I was at work, I was watching the press conference, and they asked him about that. He's like, hey, how do you feel? He's like, man, this is the belt I always wanted, man. That gave me a little smirk because I was like, I told you, I'm motherfuckers. Because it's true, man. That's the kind of guy Showtime Porter has always been. We've had him on the show before, and he's always been that kind of guy, man. He's open. He's legit. And he feels that he's going to beat Danny Garcia in spectacular fashion. He feels that he's going to dominate him. And in his exact words, is after he beats Danny Garcia in a big fashion, they're going to be talking about him like they're talking about Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford. And we'll see about that, because if he does in dramatic fashion, where we will to a certain extent, but he's also going to have a belt. So he's going to have, you know, he's going to have a bargaining to anybody wanting to get through him. I'm pretty sure Errol Spence, he already said that he wants to win Errol the fight. And, you know, he wants that belt too. You know, he wants to unify. So we'll see, man. It goes down this Saturday in Brooklyn. I know Danny Garcia is ready. You know, he kept it nice and short and sweet. You know, hey, man, I'm ready to fight. I've been here before. I've been at this high level. You know, I'm ready to fight. You know, he's ready to go. And he was talking a little shit to Sean Showtime Porter, too, and they were kind of going back and forth. And it is what it is, man. I'm locked in. That's going to be going down on Showtime. So this weekend we got some big fights. You got the DAZN, Amir Khan versus Vargas. You got Superfly 3 on HBO, and going back to the old HBO versus Showtime, you got the Garcia versus going down in Brooklyn. I'm going to try to watch all three fights. It's football season. TCU opened with the big win. NFL's opening right now. Baseball season coming to an end. And I just wanted to get this show in, man, real quick. to get it out, man, because I got to get ready for next week. And shit, even if I don't do a show next week, man, it's the life we live, man. It's true. Boxing heads all the time, man. Boxing ain't paying our bills yet, man. I do it for the love. I do it for the love of the sport, dedicated to it 100% from my heart, corazón. It don't stop, man. It's True Talk Radio. Shout out to anybody that supports, everybody that rides with us, man. Shout out to my boy Montano, you know, plugging away, man. Keep your head up, bro. I don't know what it is sometimes, but you already know what it is, bro. I salute you. Keep riding away. Had a great time this past weekend. It don't stop. True Talk Radio, man, powered by Grubbs Nissan. And that's what it is, man. I know I got some other stuff going on. You got the Canelo Triple G. I got a lot of different quotes. Canelo's really upset with him. He really wants to fuck up Triple G and all that. But we'll talk about that next week, man, because I just want to get this in. Because after this right here, I'm about to rest. I'm about to relax and just chill, man. It's been a long fucking day. Tomorrow's going to be a long day. It's going to be a long weekend. And then I'm right back at it because this shit don't stop, man. True Talk Radio. Shout out to everybody who supports the sport of boxing, regardless of where you're at, what you do. Represent, stay true, baby. And I'm just going to go ahead and wrap it up like that, man. Like I said, it's going to be the shortest show in history. I probably could have kept going. I got another 20 minutes logged onto the show, but I'm just going to wrap it up like that. And with that said, it's Atlanta 6, Philadelphia 3. Fuck both teams. Dallas Cowboys opening the season this Sunday. I'm ready for 3 o'clock, and then I'm ready for fight week, man. Canelo versus Triple G. Let's get it. We'll talk about Superfly 3 next week, Garcia versus Porter. I am interested to see you guys fight. I'm interested to see the heavyweights, too. We'll talk about that shit. We'll talk about that next week. But it don't stop, man. True Talk Radio, episode 129, brought to you by True Boxing Heads, your boy Nacho Solo Dolo, True Talk Radio. I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up, and I'm going to close out one time with that Elio Camacho, ese que trae muchas ganas de darme pa' abajo que me de la cara. Yo como quiera lo tiendo, como quiera le entro, no traigo manada. That's that Mexicano. That's that True Boxing Heads. That's that True Talk. Yeah, man, thanks for the support. Like I said, shortest show in True Boxing Heads history, man. We out, man. Saludos. Hierro.
Ese que trae muchas ganas de darme pa' abajo que me di la cara. Yo como quiera lo atiendo, como quiera le entro y no traigo manada. Yo solito le hago frente y atoro a la gente que manda al contrario. Se me está haciendo costumbre matar dos o tres de los que matan diario. Este día no lo recibo porque a domicilio seré una consulta. No quiero tantos pacientes porque mucha gente se muere sin culpa. Bien dicen que en el negocio siempre son los socios los que te traicionan. Cuando sale muy buen queso que vale alto precio y la vaca es talona. Pero soy toro encartado y se van a tragar lo que me salga ahora. Para mi remordimiento, de veras que siento darte un gran regalo. ¿Qué color quieres la caja? ¿Te gusta plateado del color dorado? No se te olvide en el viaje llevarle el mensaje a tus ex pistoleros. Que no les quede la duda que yo con las viudas como me divierto. Venezuela y Colombia ya están directos conmigo. Cuba y Puerto Rico.